Buddy, if you would like to stand, you can. We're going to start our worship here.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire. God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Your heart, I'm running for your heart, till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways, I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire. Let me turn to you again. And Lord, let me return to you again. And Lord, let me burn for you again. And Lord, let me return to you. Your heart, I'm running for your heart, till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways, I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire, till I am a soul on fire, till I am a soul on fire.
Seated.
Good job.
Good morning, church. Happy New Year. It's a new day. It's a new year. Announcements for Sunday, January 5th. If you'd like to give today, there is an offering box you can put your tithes in. And another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery, infant to 3 years old, and ARC Sunday School, age 4 to grade 5, are on Christmas break and will have classes in the new year. As a result, our children will be staying in the service where we will have crayons and things to color. There is also a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center for those who would like to help teach. If you're interested in being a greeter on Sunday morning, there is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center also. Last week I announced Soup and Pie was on January 26th. It is changed to Sunday, February 2nd, with the annual general meeting to follow. If you would like prayer today, there will be people in the back corner to pray with you. Thank you.
Please stand if you're willing and able. We'll keep worshiping here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hurting and broken within?
Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin, Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Behind your regrets and mistakes, come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. To the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Oh, come to
the altar. Lord, is love the world we met?
calling out with heaven's breath. Who's reaching wide to save our souls?
Only you. What is this grace that makes no sense? That we could never recompense. Who gives us all a second chance? Only you, only you, only you. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. Upon the night and showed the sun how bright to shine. Who shaped the world within his hands? Only you. Who set the sky upon the hills and told the waters to be still. Spoke to form the universe. Only you, only you, only you. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. There is no other God who can save. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. There is no other God who can save. There is no one like our God. No height or depth can stand between us. No power on earth or all creation. No life or death can separate us from your love. No height or depth can stand between us. No power on earth or all creation. No life or death can separate us from your love. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. There is no other God who can save. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. There is no other God who can save. There is no one like our God.
Your glory, God, is
is what our hearts long for, to be overwhelmed by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. The sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the is what our hearts long for, to be overwhelmed by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
Let us become aware of your presence.
Let us experience the glory of your goodness.
Let us become aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here.
Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overwhelmed by your presence, Lord.
Your presence, Lord. Okay, you guys can greet each other.
Thank you. morning. A bunch of things are going to start with a new year. We mentioned with our children and nursery, it's going to start next Sunday. We actually have the lessons out for January, February, March. If you're teaching, you can pick the lessons up at the office. A lot of our home groups are going to be starting again. Our youth is going to be starting again. And so we'll get the information out to you as things move along. This morning in our prayer time, I'm going to use 1 Chronicles chapter 29. Let's pray. In adoration, David said in verse 10 and 11, O Lord, the God of our ancestors Israel, may you be praised forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who's over all things. Let us now join with these words. We praise you, we adore you. You're over all things. Echo this truth to the God over your hearts and your lives. In confession, verse 17, David writes, I know, my God, that you examine our hearts and rejoice when you find integrity there. God knows all the things lurking in our hearts and minds and the things revealed in our actions. Come confess your sins to him who forgives all things, choosing integrity over sin. Thanksgiving, verses 13, 14, David writes, O our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we could give anything to you? Everything we have comes from you, and we give only what you gave first. We too are overwhelmed by the richness of his love, of his lavish gifts that he has given. We thank him for all he has given and respond in generosity to his immense generosity. God, thank you for our daily bread. Thank you for warm houses. Thank you for friendships. Supplication. At the close of his prayer, David writes in verse 18 and 19, O Lord, the God of our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, make your people always want to obey you. See to it that their love for you never changes. Give my son Solomon wholehearted desire to obey all your commands, laws, and decrees, and do everything necessary to build this temple for which I've made these preparations. What is the work that God has placed before us to accomplish with wholehearted obedience? We ask God to direct our path and help us obey him in our home life, in our places of work, or in school. Let's bring our requests before him this morning. We pray for Lou and Harold, for Judy Ann's family, Wayne and Kendria, Cynthia and Jill, Bev and Brian's family, Shannon and Cam, Ernie's family, for Marcia and Neville and his healing, Monique and Wilford, Angel, Faith, Donathea's family, Kevin and Corrine's family, for Vicky's healing, for Isaac and Corrine, for Philbert and Clicia's family, for Ron and Karen, some of the places around the world, Afghanistan, Albania, Israel, Iran, Syria, Lebanon, Haiti. For Canada and United States, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that we have no answers for, that are beyond us, where we need you to come, heal, rescue, and deliver. We give these to you, our good and great God, who knows us like no other. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus taught us Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year to everyone. Our reading this morning is from Psalm 36, 1 to 12. Sin whispers to the wicked deep within their hearts. They have no fear of God at all. In their blind conceit, they cannot see how wicked they really are. Everything they say is crooked and deceitful. They refuse to act wisely or do good. They lie awake at night, hatching sinful plots. Their actions are never good. They make no attempt to turn from evil. Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your justice like the ocean depths. You care for people and animals alike, O Lord. How precious is your unfailing love, O God. All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings. You feed them from the abundance of your own house, letting them drink from your river of delights. For you are the fountain of life, the light by which we see. Pour out your unfailing love on those who love you. Give justice to those who's with honest hearts. Don't let the proud trample me or the wicked push me around. Look, those who do evil have fallen. They are thrown down, never to rise again.
Storms surrounding me, let it break. Let your name still call the sea still, the rage in me still wait. Let your name, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, Jesus. You silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus.
Breathe, bring these bones to live. Call these lungs to sing.
You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Your name is a light that shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome.